present Rodney Bewes and Ann Bell in A Very Private Man.
Are you awake?
No.
David, do you know what time it is?
Well, from the tone of your voice, I'd say early.
It's 4:30.
Is it? Oh, God, thanks for telling me. Don't bother telling me next time. Good night. Morning.
Just listen to them. What have they got to shout about at this time of the morning?
Oh, you've got all the bedclothes.
I like nature. But later, after breakfast.
I tuck my side in firmly every night. For somebody skinny.
Skinny?
Well, in parts. You've got a hell of a yank. One of these nights, I'm going to stay awake just for the pull.
I've been awake at this ridiculous hour nearly all the 10 days we've been here.
You end up in the morning cocooned like a...
I'm talking to you. In the dismal, smoggy, noisy, unsociable London town that you were so ready to leave behind, you and I would still be dreaming.
Hmm?
I said...
I heard. Oh, in London, we had the North Circular Road passing through the sitting room and a 194 bus stop at the bedside table. I'm going to forgive you for waking me up.
Oh?
One of the marvelous phenomena of nature, the dawn chorus. Nature's alarm clock. No setting, no winding, quadraphonic sound.
David, I like an alarm clock that one can occasionally forget to set, that sometimes breaks down, that can be silenced by being knocked on the floor by a sleepy hand that's human.
There's something significant there, darling. A host of God's creatures, part of the dwindling, threatened green world. That incredible...
racket.
Assertion of...
din.
Life. You know, this could be really why we've come here, subconsciously answering a call to life, a new life. There's a message... a challenge. Have we lost the capacity to respond?
No.
Good for you.
No.
Yes, I have, at this hour.
I'm getting up. That message isn't falling on deaf ears.
Mind the...
Oh!
Beam. Exposed old beams are picturesque, you said.
Especially with new bloodstains.
Are you all right?
Yes. But I think I've concussed some of the woodworm. Helen, I feel this is the day for a new beginning. Noah, in his ark, throwing open the window. The little bird bringing a leaf. Your mother, scenting blood. You heard the message. What about the response?
Don't talk when you're brushing your teeth.
A clarion call to a new life.
You always were a noisy gargler. There's an art in quiet gargling.
Yes, it's called choking.
David, it's 4:30.
We didn't come to live in the country just to sleep.
Obviously.
Darling, I sense this is an opportunity, a call. Yours is a negative attitude.
Oh, shut up. Come back to bed.
Typical woman. Direct line of descent from Delilah, East Sussex branch of the family. Archaeology will probably prove that Samson had his hair cut in Hastings.
David, you're up. Now, what is it you're up for?
What? I like that. You woke me up. But I'm glad you did. I'm going out. The great leap forward in our lives, which I'd like you to share. Is there no way I can get you out of bed?
No.
Right. I'm going to take that great leap by myself. You stay there.
I will. And give my regards to the Huddersfield Choral Society.
Helen! I feel marvelous. I've had 2 hours just being aware of nature's rhythm. Message. It's a glorious morning. It's a message of hope. I feel alive in every nerve, switched on.
Oh, it's you.
Helen, I've seen the light at last.
Did you go out dressed like that? You've been out for 2 hours in your pajamas.
You've always liked them. Put the trousers on before I left. I couldn't find my tracksuit.
You haven't got a tracksuit.
That explains it.
It's superficial anyway. I expect you to come back to the crisp sizzle of bacon. I've got an appetite. For the first time in years, I can't just look breakfast in the eye. I can wrestle with it and probably get a submission. What did London do to all that natural vitality?
You've forgotten. You found it impossible to get up in the morning.
That was nature's blessing. Who the hell can face a London morning at 9, let alone 5? So nature builds into all its city-dweller models the oversleep drive. Reverses Londoners' natural gear. Right on cue, Mrs. Wilshaw. She was chasing me for the last half mile or so.
It's those paisley pajamas.
I decided not to let her catch me. Don't send her up.
Morning, Helen. I couldn't believe you'd be up at this time.
Join the unbelievers. Hello, Jane. Come in.
Can only stay a minute. Cattle market day. I want to sell a bullock.
Yes, I know how you feel. Well, at least have a cup of tea.
A quick one. Helen, I've noticed your husband seems rather...
Yes, he does.
Has he been...
Ever since I've known him.
Isn't it rather...
At times, very.
I wouldn't mention
People
it.
Usually do, sooner or later. Don't feel guilty.
I'm not used to seeing a man in pyjamas rushing about my field at 5:30 in the morning.
Is there a right time to do it?
I just don't like the cows too excited before milking.
The pyjamas are temporary.
Oh. Oh.
No, not that. You won't have to blindfold the cows. A tracksuit.
I called, but he leapt the wall like a steeplechaser. Isn't he difficult to live with?
He's exasperating, but he's never boring. And I love him. More tea?
Mmm.
I first met him outside a bottle bank in Croydon. He was sitting on the ground surrounded by bottles. I thought he was a meth drinker. I asked him if he was all right, and his first words were, "What do you do with your empties?" I'd stumbled across him in his recycling phase.
You're pouring tea into the milk jug.
Oh, yes, David has that effect on me. This morning, suddenly, it seems to be health and fitness and wholesome country living. This is the one that worries me.
Let him have his head. Agree with him until he sees how stupid it is for himself. Then he'll blame you and forget about it.
Not David. He's stubborn. The cure will kill me.
Well, that's my advice. I'll see you later.
I'll tell him about the cows.
It's a matter of willing the change. Why does a fried egg taste so much more appetizing at 7 o'clock than 2 hours later?
Perhaps you ate it before it woke up. I feel I'm just waking up at last. David, what have you been doing since 4:30?
Haven't you been listening?
Now, you can expect me to be up at 7 o'clock. You cannot expect me to understand everything that's said to me.
I've been taking advantage of our new close relationship with nature, reassessing, tuning my biorhythms to nature's wavelength. Yes, all right. But you see, it's because of our unnatural past life, city existence, that it seems funny.
Oh, I'm not laughing at you.
Then who?
Well, you. In a way. Oh, Jane wants you to keep away from her cows. Your pajamas excite them.
What?
Oh, darling, all I mean is let's not get too serious about anything.
Darling, you'll appreciate the benefits in time. Let's just sweep away the old living habits. Food, sleeping, get out into nature's open air school, root and branch change.
David, I'm not a revolutionary.
No, there aren't many revolutionaries from East Sussex. They think the Cooperative Wholesale Society is backed by the KGB. Look, this needs commitment.
I can't.
We just want a period free from all the interruptions to let our new life take root.
I won't. I don't see the need to be hasty. It's always all or nothing with you.
Is that your last word?
Getting close.
It's your mother.
How do you know?
Because she hasn't rung for 2 days. I've had this uneasy feeling she's planning something. It's like a phony war. I expect to see her panzers ripping through the front garden any time.
She's never out of bed till 9:30.
Helen?
Mother!
Perhaps she's given us a 3-minute warning before she launches her nuclear attack.
I thought it only fair to give you a warning.
3 minutes?
What?
How can we have a wholesome existence with your mother, like a giant blue bottle landing all over our life and spreading germs?
David.
I suppose he's there.
Of course. It's very early, Mother. Are you still in bed?
I'm at King's Cross Station.
Whatever for?
Got to catch a train, of course. Why else should I be in a telephone box being ogled by some apparition with green hair? Go away! I think he's some sort of football fan. Is there a team with colours of green and orange?
But are you going somewhere?
I'm coming up to see you.
Oh, you mustn't. You mustn't.
Mustn't?
Mustn't. Don't use that word to your mother.
Please don't use that word to me. You didn't think I'd simply abandon you? Assuming the train driver's reliable and we aren't attacked by cavemen in your wild part of the world, I'll be there about 11.
Mother, don't you think
that... No, she doesn't. She's callous. She calculates, plots, schemes.
I don't like the idea, but I have a duty. Expect me. Goodbye.
Mother, she's gone.
You mean she rang off first? Must be old age. What does she want?
She...
No, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
I wish you two could get on better.
It's not me. Your mother's terms for getting on with anybody are unconditional surrender. Her ideal man is made of clockwork, like your father, poor devil. If he misbehaves, she doesn't wind him up. She puts him away in his box.
Perhaps if you were to meet more often, you could...
We couldn't.
No, you couldn't. Oh, darling, you're right.
Yes, I know. Just which right do you mean?
The need to change our lifestyle. It's got to be drastic. Let's go into the kitchen and put all the tinned rubbish and supermarket poisons into a box and throw them away.
Helen?
We must spring clean our way of life. Purge the house. I'll throw my nail varnish away.
You know, it's amazing what an effect a contact with your mother can have.
Are you sure?
You're not just reacting against her in some way.
Of course not. Are you backing out?
No. That's one thing I've always admired about you. The way you suddenly cave in to superior argument.
Don't let's waste time. You get all the tins.
Let's keep one tin of baked beans and have it framed as a souvenir.
You throw those away and I'll see if there's anything more.
I'm enjoying this.
Hello?
Jane? Helen.
Oh, hello. I sold the bullock. That's one less male on the farm.
Jane, a crisis. My mother's coming. She'll be here practically any time.
But when you arrived, your husband said she was dead.
Just wishful thinking. They don't get on. That's one reason we moved up here. I'm not supposed to tell you all this.
You haven't. He is strange, isn't he?
Jane, she'll have to come sometime, but they're not ready to meet yet. David couldn't stand it. I'm certain she won't stay. I'm going to try to keep David out of the house if possible. She has to come to the farm first. Could you bring her down about 12? No earlier, please.
All right. Isn't there always a bit elaborate?
Yes, but it's a kind of fire prevention. My mother's the naked flame, and David's highly inflammable. David's coming. Thanks, Jane.
That really was symbolic. Anybody discarding their past life needs a dustbin.
Now, darling, let's go out. Spend the day out of doors with nature. We'll walk, run if you like. Breathe the fresh air. Observe nature.
Okay. Are you sure you're all right?
Of course. Why?
Oh, you just seem a bit high. Just like you are on cocoa at bedtime.
That's not the cocoa, it's the bedtime. I am.
Come on, then.
Could we go out through the back?
The back what? There isn't a back door. Haven't you noticed?
The window.
The window?
Isn't it conventional going out through the door all the time? We're changing our lifestyle.
I plan to leave a few things the same as they were.
In case we're seen.
Oh, Mrs. Wilshaw, yes, good thinking. She might pursue us. She has a trace of retriever somewhere in her bloodline. Hey, thanks.
Don't mention it.
The last time I climbed out of a window, it was this girl's hostel in Bethnal Green. You see that stalk of grass? About 6 inches from your nose.
Not too well.
Could you pick it and put it in my mouth?
Anything else?
Nope. Tastes just like grass ought to taste. Good old days. Honest to goodness grass. Have some.
No, thanks. I'll pick my own.
The kind that Mother used to chew. Not yours. Mine.
My mother has a garden.
Your mother has an open prison for plants. It's not a garden. She keeps it under military law. Any blade of grass steps out of line, she has it court-martialed. Death of 1,000 cuts. No appeal to the Home Secretary. I'm talking about free grass. If she were here...
Where?
What?
Grass is grass, isn't it?
In London, to eat grass, I'd have to first wash it, dye it green, and then give it a course of injections. Oh, isn't it peaceful? What are you looking for?
Who?
Well, you're the one standing on tiptoe looking over the hedge.
Oh, nobody. Nobody. I mean nothing. Just stretching, breathing the air.
Come and sit down. I'm glad you came. Relax. That's the whole point. We live now by nature's clock, not an oriental digital. You should know about Phil Martin. Have I told you about Phil Martin?
No, but David...
Lie still, relax. Phil slept for about 21 hours out of 24. He had the perfect answer to city life. Unconsciousness. He was fully awake for two things. Smoking a pipe and spitting. Ah, that's more like it. That's obligatory under the new regime. Laughter. Get you into the open air, change of lifestyle. The mental rain clouds evaporate.
Oh, what is the time?
Does it matter?
Please.
10 to 12.
I've got to go.
Got to go?
It's nearly lunchtime.
So we eat.
No, I forgot the salt for the sandwiches.
I can eat them without salt.
I can't. Salt of the earth. It's natural. Anyway, I feel I need a run before lunch. New lifestyle. I may as well kill two problems. Stones. Birds. Birds with one stone. I won't be long.
Helen!
Don't move. Don't go wandering around. I want to think of you just there.
Has she overdone it?
Mother.
Is he chasing you?
Who?
Is there a choice?
Oh. I'm sorry I wasn't here when you arrived. Why did you come, Mother? Are you leaving soon?
Well, that is a warm welcome.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm glad to see you. Where is...
Yes? Your husband. You know the word greats, and you insist on my saying it.
Yes, I do. David, business in the country. Kept him out of,
My way?
No. He's out with a Phil Martin, a close friend.
Is he watching us?
Oh, where?
Well, you seem to be constantly looking out of the window. Is there something I can't see?
I hope so. Oh, Mother, you must reconcile yourself to it sometime. I am happy with David.
Is there someone out there?
No, it's just... It's a wonderful day and a marvellous scene. See, look. No, don't look. No, there isn't time. You're not planning to stay, are you?
I wouldn't feel safe closing my eyes here. I don't think I'm giving you up. The other reason I came was to give you this.
A railway ticket?
A single from Huddersfield to East Grinstead.
Oh, Mother.
A word of advice. Use it as soon as you can.
Mother, I love David. I shall stay here until I and he want to move.
Ah, you've got the Henderson spirit, Helen. Your grandfather had it. Your father, well, for the first year of our marriage, I hoped he'd simply misplaced it. Then I realized he'd never had it. One can hardly blame heredity. Your father wasn't very promising material. You refused to admit a mistake.
Mother.
Ordinarily, I wouldn't mind. A Henderson in error is preferable to most other people being right. Oh, I know you don't realize it yet, but you will. Then think of that ticket and think of home.
Mother, I'm sorry, but I really must take that salt.
Salt?
Salt? Silt. Silk.
Silk. Silk. Silk what? Where?
To Mrs. Wilshaw. Yes. Do you think you could come up to the farm in about half an hour? I'll see you at the farm.
Oh, Mrs. Wilshaw's silk?
Yes. She's good with silk. I'm sorry I can't stay now. I'll see you later at the farm.
Helen? Silk? Oh, what is she on about?
If you like climbing in through the kitchen window.
No, thanks.
Coward. If I give you a leg up, you could chin up the drainpipe and get in through the bedroom window.
No.
So all that running's tired you out. Come on, then. Fancy having to use the door. What a come down.
No.
What? Oh, there's only the chimney left. Have I underestimated you?
Let me go first, David.
Chimney?
Door. You just wait here, would you?
What?
It's all right. Come in.
What's all right?
No, nothing. Everything.
Darling, there's no need to feel so edgy.
Thanks. I won't.
It's my fault entirely.
No, it isn't. What is?
Look, darling, you have many wonderful qualities. First, you're a woman. I checked your birth certificate. Well, in the old days, there were two sexes. Simple. Once you decided which you were. Now there's at least four, with about three transitional states. But you, you've got the right amount of femininity. And you're intelligent. For a woman.
Oh, thanks.
You're considerate, understanding, perceptive, sympathetic. See what I've got to put up with. But let's say that sometimes, now and again, occasionally, perhaps, I make too many demands on you. Possibly.
No, you don't.
I know I don't, but let's say I do.
Oh.
Because I believe in something. Is that sufficient reason to drag you into line? Hmm? Yes, it is.
I'm all right. David, don't go near the window.
You're on edge.
I'm not. Not.
Darling, sit down. Listen.
I'll sit over here so that I can see if...
If?
If. Just if. If there's anything to see, which if I wasn't looking, I'd miss.
You see, you're overwrought. You've made a marvelous effort, darling. I'm grateful for that, but you're overwrought. You remember Charlie Price gave up smoking because of his wife and took to eating the morning paper?
He did that just to get round her.
It didn't work. She ordered two papers. One to read and one for him to eat. She understood him.
Like I understand you.
And I understand you. We're an understanding pair, aren't we? I've asked too much of you. I wonder what Charlie Price did with the Sunday papers. I've been selfish. I overestimated you. I'm sorry.
You've got a way of being sorry that deserves a punch on the nose.
Ah, that sounds like phase one of a recovery.
Darling, I'm perfectly all right.
Sit quiet. I'll get it.
No, I'll get it.
You relax. Leave it to me.
Are you saying I'm not in a fit state to answer the phone? Can't be trusted not to eat the receiver.
Your mother's here. Everything's under control, if I can use that word about your mother. She'll have to leave in about an hour if she's to catch her train. Can you get out?
Yes. No. Yes.
She doesn't understand why you keep appearing and disappearing.
No.
She's obsessed with some silk embroidery she thinks I'm doing. Was that you?
Yes.
I'll expect you soon.
Yes.
Who was it?
Mrs. Wilshaw.
Oh, game of 20 questions, was it? I think you won.
No. No, she wanted to know if I could pop over to see her sometime.
Couldn't you decide?
Yes. No. Yes.
Darling, I've carried this too far. Now, listen. Let's fall back on our old traditional remedy for problems.
But it's only 2 o'clock.
Well, this is the country. Nature isn't a prude. It goes on all the time. Nature invented the birds and the bees long before they emigrated to Hollywood. And they don't wait for curfew time.
I haven't got a problem.
Now, look. Look me straight in the eye. Don't laugh. And tell me you haven't got a problem.
I've got a problem.
And am I to blame, honest?
You're to blame. Partly.
I'm sorry, darling. The cure lies with me.
Somebody might call.
Let them. Actually, I meant our other traditional remedy.
Oh, food.
Yes. I shunted you too quickly into a wholesome life. Now, what have we got to eat?
Nothing. We threw it all out.
All right. Most of it's in tins. I'll get the meal out of the dustbin.
I'll just go for a run up to the farm.
Helen, the experiment's over. Back to the gradual approach.
Yes, yes. Call it a laugh, please.
Helen! She's flipped. Awake?
Ooh. What's the time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
Here's a cup of tea.
Oh, thank you, darling. What happened to 4:30?
I'm sorry to say you missed it today. You have the answer. Get up at 6 the day before. Compete in a 3,000 meters, then the 10,000, then the marathon. Then eat an enormous meal before bedtime.
It's good tea. I'm sorry about yesterday. There were reasons.
Yesterday was my fault.
No, we will change our lifestyle, I promise. Yesterday was...
A tactical blunder on my part. Entry to paradise should be taken in easy stages. Then a bland diet for a week, before the first cup of ambrosia and a small triangular manna sandwich.
Thanks for being understanding.
Are you feeling better today?
Much. I've got a lovely indigestion. You're not too disappointed in me, are you?
Oh, yes.
Well, for day one of the new lifestyle, you seemed very willing to eat that very old lifestyle meal last night.
Yes, I know. I wasn't going to say this, but I had a shock yesterday as well. I thought I saw your mother. You shouldn't drink and cough at the same time. Luckily, I wasn't drinking tea at the time. You all right?
Yes.
Like those hermits. They starve to see visions. Oh. Not your mother, of course. Just a glimpse at the end of a field. I realize I've been overdoing it.
What if you had seen her?
Oh, I'd be on my second basket in hospital by now. It's a lesson. Nature abhors sudden moves. I was rattled yesterday.
But what happened to the birds this morning?
Ah, a technique I evolved last night. When you were already in a coma of overindulgence, I scattered a whole load of crumbs around the cottage. Oh, there's no bread for toast this morning.
Why?
Because I put it all in the crumbs around the cottage. Watching you eat a meal last night gave me the idea. You never said a word till it was finished. So I thought, why should birds be any different from my wife?
Thanks.
I thought, simple idea. A bird can't sing with its mouth full.
Clever and wasteful. I could have eaten some dry toast. What time did you wake?
4:30 flaming four. They sang first and then ate the crumbs.
You've been listening to A Very Private Man, starring Rodney Bewes as David Parkinson, Anne Bell as Helen Parkinson, Marlene Sidaway as Mrs. Wilshaw, and Daphne Oxenford as Mrs. Henderson. The script was written by Terry Gregson, and the program was produced by Ron McDonald.